He looked across the sea and knew how alone he was now. But he could see the prisms in the deep dark water, and the line stretching ahead, and the strange undulation of the calm. The clouds were building up now for the trade wind, and he looked ahead and saw a flight of wild ducks etching themselves against the sky over the water, then blurring, then etching again, and he knew no man was ever alone on the sea. He thought of how some men feared being out of sight of land in a small boat, and knew they were right in the months of sudden bad weather. But now they were in hurricane months, and, when there are no hurricanes, the weather of hurricane months is the best of all the year. If there is a hurricane, you always see the signs of it in the sky for days ahead if you are at sea. They do not see it ashore because they do not know what to look for, he thought. The land must make a difference, too, in the shape of the clouds. But we have no hurricane coming now. He looked at the sky and saw the white cumulus built like friendly piles of ice cream, and high above were the thin features of the cirrus against the high September sky. "Light brisa," he said. "Better weather for me than for you, fish." His left hand was still cramped, but he was unknotting it slowly. "I hate a cramp," he thought. "It is a treachery of one's own body. It is humiliating before others to have a diarrhea from ptomaine poisoning or to vomit from it. But a cramp," he thought of it as a calambre, "humiliates oneself, especially when one is alone. If the boy were here, he could rub it for me and loosen it down from the forearm," he thought. "But it will loosen up." Then, with his right hand, he felt the difference in the pull of the line before he saw the slant change in the water. Then, as he leaned against the line and slapped his left hand hard and fast against his thigh, he saw the line slanting slowly upward. "He's coming up," he said. "Come on, hand, please come on." The line rose slowly and steadily, and then the surface of the ocean bulged ahead of the boat, and the fish came out. He came out unendingly, and water poured from his sides. He was bright in the sun, and his head and back were dark purple, and in the sun the stripes on his side showed wide and a light lavender. His sword was as long as a baseball bat and tapered like a rapier, and he rose his full length from the water and then re-entered it smoothly like a diver, and the old man saw the great scythe blade of his tail go under, and the line commenced to race out. "He is 2 feet longer than the skiff," the old man said. The line was going out fast but steadily, and the fish was not panicked. The old man was trying with both hands to keep the line just inside of breaking strength. He knew that if he could not slow the fish with a steady pressure, the fish could take out all the line and break it.